Many people hope to make it through the pearly gates to paradise in the next life. But just by passing through the graveyard gates of Ishartman, a person has technically made it there in this one. For you are standing in the heart of the townland of paradise no less. The walls of this nave and chancel church, except for the north wall of the nave, have all survived complete. Some of the features to look out for are a rectangular nave window, a pointed chancel window, and of course the famous double bell cot over the west gable. A number of internal features, such as an ombre, a stone shelf, and a pointed chancel arch are present. Lying just inside the doorway is a circular granite font. With three of the four main walls still intact, including the spectacular west gable wall, it is easy to visualise how this church would have looked in Norman times. Yvonne Doyle tells us about its double bell cot.
Looking up at the towering bell cot above me, it's a quintessential feature of Norman heritage, and in particular the 12th, 13th century. It's really a striking architectural feature. It's so common in the South County of Wexford as well, and as you travel along the Norman Way, you'll see many other fine examples of the double bell cot. There's another very excellent example at St. Duvon's down on the Hook Peninsula, which was recently repaired. But when we look at this here, we see such a fabulous collection of different stone types. Really everything has been used to make this impressive double bell cot. We see what the mudstone shale, which you get so commonly in Wexford. We see granite, even some pink granite in there. And it really just makes a spectacular feature out of it.